77-0.
Blog Talk Radio.
Charlie Zelenoff, 177-0. Undefeated. Hundreds of wins, hundreds of knockouts, hundreds of title defenses, and zero losses. You know, I don't even have to fight anymore after what I've done. Like, it's like literally, I'm going to say it again, hundreds of wins, hundreds of knockouts, hundreds of title defenses ever since I landed that Killer 6 in Las Vegas against Carlos Vasquez, and I won the title. Yeah, you delusional, schizophrenic, psychotic, mentally ill, you know, crazy fucking haters, you cannot dispute the Federation, the UBF, that I'm a champion of. You cannot dispute it because I landed 6 fucking power punches in 1 second, less than a second. It was like a blitz. It was like fucking, it was a blitz. It was like so fast. It's like, fuck, it's like, how did he do that, man? It's like you get that kind of feeling when you watch that kind of shit. Okay, if you come on, man. Yeah, it's just like, fuck. I got an announcement to make. I'm fighting in January. Yeah, I'm not telling anybody when exactly. Because, you know, trust me, man, you pussies can't sabotage shit, man. Yeah, it'll be, you know, Los Angeles, but you fucking retards, you know. It's like I win fight after fight after fight, you know what I mean? Yeah, if you call a gym and say, oh, don't let him in, like, you know, who's going to listen to you? And even if they do, I can just, there's so many gyms out here in L.A. that, you know, fuck, man, the Bellator guy that I beat up, you know, he deleted, he had his posse with him. That's why, you know what I mean? That's why I need to take, like, people with me, but I'm a one-man army. I go solo, man. You know what I'm saying? Curtis is, like, taking care of his mom and shit. He got, like, and he works and all that. And he said whenever he gets the chance, he'll come record me defend my title. But he recorded me win the title. But I'm saying, you know, it's, you know, look, the point is that I got so many videos, so much footage of, you know, me beating everybody's ass. And yet I just, yeah, I'm getting a lot of respect, like, but not the respect that I truly deserve, the full recognition that I truly deserve. Yeah, I got so many fans, like, okay, in the Ukraine, people stopped me and asked me for autographs, pictures. It's on video, man. You fucking deluded haters were talking shit about my fan that asked me for a picture. That's what I'm saying. You people are sick. Say everything you say on the fucking internet, say it to my face. You know where I live. Say it to my face. Okay? And you're not going to have a face anymore. Your face is going to be all broken. Listen, man. Chain Timmy. You know what happened to Chain Timmy? He took me to court, man. You know why? Remember I showed the papers? That motherfucker kept looking at me. He had a chain. I'm like, what are you looking at? You got a problem? You know what I mean? The motherfucker kept looking at me like he wanted to fight. And I came down and I put him down, man. Yeah, guess what? He ain't talking anymore, man. He ain't talking anymore. I broke his face in 4 different places, and you all saw it, man. Concussion, swelling, bruises, all that shit, man. I posted the proof. I posted a video of him laying on the fucking ground. I knocked out a U.S. Marine on video. All these fucking retards. Oh, how come you never knock anyone out? What the fuck? What? It's on video. I put that guy in the ring I knocked out, man. I put that motherfucker to sleep. Motherfucker hit the canvas, man, face first. And you pussies are still talking? Saying that, oh, you beat an untrained guy. Oh, you're all fucking delusional. And I can't wait to score win 178 and laugh at you fucking clowns again, because I noticed something. You know what aggravates you haters? Like, you people aggravate me when you talk shit, but you know what aggravates you even more than when you talk shit to when I win fights? It aggravates you. I can see, like, when I read the comments, like, I can just see it. It aggravates you people, you know? Like, every time I beat the fuck out of somebody, you start talking shit. Oh, you cheap shot at him. Even though, like, the U.S. Marine that I beat, like, he asked me, how hard, are we going? I said, you can go as hard as you want. You know what I'm saying? And then when I hit him with that left, that was fucking phenomenal. That punch was just like, bam. That shit was like so quick. And that motherfucker was big. 205-pound U.S. Marine. And what do you pussies do? Oh, he didn't box. He didn't box. Like, but he's a Marine. You know how many Marines? Okay, I'm the GOAT. No shit he's going to lose to me. But you know how many Marines would fuck up these televised boxers? Or in general, a lot of Marines would beat boxers in fights. Not Charlie Zelenoff, but I'm saying other boxers, you know, besides me. This fucking Gil Zavala guy, man, yeah, that was a great win, but it's like I beat better people, you know, like Sambo Russian and that fucking Muay Thai ninja motherfucker, the dude that moved like a ninja. And, you know, I hit him with that left hook, and he's number 2 pound for pound after me. And then number 3, I put Sambo Russian. And then 4, I put Zavala. But Zavala, you know, like I said, he's going to go down in the ranks, man. I'm saying in the champs ranks. You know what I mean? I told you, when I beat Derek the Giant, at that time, he was number 2. Is he number 2 now? Well, he doesn't fight anymore. I'm saying all time, UBF. Is Derek the Giant still number 2? Fuck no, he's not even top 5. He barely makes the top 10. That's what I'm saying. I meet new opponents that are better than these guys, and better than Deontay Wilder. Deontay Wilder ain't shit, man. When I made a video today, yeah, I uploaded it. You know, I was clowning Conor McGregor and Mayweather. I'm like, what is this joke? These two guys are friends. They just want to make money together. They're not enemies. They don't hate each other. They don't want to fight. It's if they do stage a fight, it's not going to be a fight. It's going to be a stage sparring session. They're both going to know what their pay is. They're both going to know what the result is. It's not a fight. And you delusional haters embrace this fake shit. Mainstream boxing, a.k.a. WWE, you embrace this shit. But the real shit that the GOAT Charlie Zelenoff puts out, when I put everyone out, whether it's by TKO, KO, whether I beat them on points, the point is I always beat everybody who I fight. And I post proof of it, videos of it. And you clowns simply don't like it. You just stereotypically, you want to consider Muhammad Ali the GOAT when he does not even have 60 wins, 70 wins, 100 wins? He doesn't even have 60 wins. He doesn't have 70 wins. No, not 80, he's 90. Dude, I have 177 wins. All right? Let's see here. He had five losses, you know what I'm saying? No, now mainstream fucking MMA, boxing, it's all fixed. It's all fucking... It's a disgrace. It's a complete disgrace, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, listen, I did the right thing. I dumped my wife. My point was that I, you know, I don't have 100 million, but my ex-wife was, you know, that I fucked so many times, obviously. She was my wife. I mean, of course, we had sex. It's normal. Every couple has sex. You don't have to be married to have sex. Boyfriend and girlfriend have sex. And fucking, you can get a booty call and fuck her, you know what I mean? But a wife? No shit, I got a lot of pussy from her. She's my wife. I was with her every day, 24/7. You know what I mean? And, yeah, so my point was that my ex-wife, yeah, whatever, she's psycho and crazy, whatever the fuck, it's not the point. The point is she's really hot, and Floyd Mayweather, I've seen his ex-fiance, I've seen, you know, he's never had a girl close that looks as good as Daria. And I don't have $100 million. I got more than 100 wins. 0 losses. I'm a real fighter. I'm a real champion. You know what I'm saying? Now, I asked her, I'm like, once, baby, would you ever, you know, go with somebody like Deontay Wilder or Floyd Mayweather? For one, she said, no, she doesn't like black guys. Look, white women that like black men don't like white men. White women that like white men, they don't like black men. That's just the way it is. You know what I mean? And, yeah. She said she loves me. She would never go with anybody else besides me. And, you know, I dumped her. You know, now it's, you know, she has no choice but to either stay single or find someone else, you know, because Charlie Z doesn't want to be with her. You know, the champ, you know, gave her millions of chances. She blew them all, and no, man. And do I see, like, kind of like a, you know, like a, like what happened with Quade? Like, you know, I dumped Quade, and then, like, she was young. And we were both, me and Quade, well, she's a little older than me. We're the same age. We're, you know, like, both 20 years old, and 5 years passed, and I gave Quade another chance. I thought maybe she changed, maybe she got better, you know, maybe she, you know. But see, no, man, no, she got worse, actually. She got worse. I'm cool, man. Are you kidding me? In 5 years, man? I'm going to have kids, man. I'm going to have kids sooner than that. If Daria would, like, call me one day and be like, oh, baby, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry for, the, for, you know, for all those days I got drunk and, you know, caused stress in your life and fucked everything up with us. I'm so sorry, baby. I changed. I really mean it this time, you know, and please give me another chance. I would be like, you know, Daria, I'm sorry, but I don't believe you. You know what I mean? You... I mean, I don't know, man. If I give her another fourth chance and go back there again, okay, yeah, I'll get pussy right away again. I'll fuck her again. But then she's going to fuck up again, and then I'm going to have to leave her again. It's just like a never-ending process. And then it's just going to be it's going to be even harder to forget about her. So that's why it's just best to put it to rest now. Tomorrow is 1 month. Tomorrow is December 15th. I'll have Daria on November 15th. Tomorrow was 1 month I left her. And, you know, that's it. Now it's time to focus on getting a new girl. Hopefully I'm going to try to pull it off before Christmas. Well, I'm talking to a few. I already got some numbers, you know what I mean? I'm talking to some girls, you know what I mean? They're out of state. Thank God, not out of the country, you know what I mean? No, I thought even if some of them are out of the country, it's fine, you know what I mean? But, I even adapted to staying in Ukraine, man. Whatever, look, about boxing, man, listen, man, everybody's asking me, you know, like, real fans, you know, everybody, oh, 200-0, listen, 200-0 will happen, but what's the rush? I'm number one, literally. I'm the best. What is the rush? The main ultimate goal was to get to 100 wins without losing. And I did it. Okay, so what is the rush? I'm going to get there. I'm only 28. I'm still young. I'm in my prime. I can retire for like, okay, I'm going to win in January no matter what. I can win in January and then retire for the rest of the year. Come back like at the end of the year, win a few fights and or could retire just for the whole year and then come back in 2018. I can do that. I need a break. I know I'm probably not going to do that. I know myself. You know, I'm always breaking somebody's face. You know, like I say that, yeah, I'm going to take a break, and then boom, next thing you know, I'm fucking punching a Marine in the face, and he's flying into the wall, man. You know what I mean? And then it's on YouTube getting views. You know what I mean? I know. This shit always happens. but seriously, though, I mean, there's got to be a time for the champ, the GOAT, the chosen one, Charlie Zelenoff. The greatest ever, the best to ever lace him up, just sits back and takes a break, literally, and looks back and just shuts down all the comments, or doesn't read them, whatever, and I need to disregard all these delusional, sick haters that just want to kill my mood, and, you know, yeah, like, when I was in Ukraine, even having sex with my wife, like, right after I had sex with Daria, I'd go on the you know, computer, the internet, my computer, like my laptop broke there, so I would have the internet on my phone, and then next, all these clowns would do is just talk shit. Then they would message her, and it's like, fuck, it's like, what the fuck is wrong with these people? I'm in a different country. I started a new life, you know. It's like, man, like, what the fuck? And they're trying to, like, these people are sick. 72 wins in 2016, man. Motherfuckers are impressed with the Chicago Bulls 72 win season. I know, whatever, the Warriors surpassed that, but the Warriors didn't win the championship, so the Warriors are a joke, all right? The Warriors are chokers. They're a good team, and that's where it ends. They're a good team. That's it. A good team that choked. They've been exposed by the Cleveland Cavaliers. You know what I'm saying? They've been exposed. San Antonio came out and wiped these motherfuckers out by 29 points. San Antonio Spurs, if they stay healthy, they will win the championship in 2017. Guaranteed. All right, Oklahoma is not a threat anymore. Russell Westbrook can't do it by himself. Kevin Durant's gone. He's in Golden State, but Golden State lost their bench. They lost their rim protection, their defense, their bigs, their defensive bigs. They're not the same team. They're worse. They got Kevin Durant, but they lost a lot to get Kevin Durant. Offensively, they're better, but defensively, they're horrible. And what is, defense wins championships. Warriors are not going to win the title. Kevin Durant, he's as tall as a center, but he plays like a fucking shooting guard. You know what I mean? He's too soft down low. You give him, you know what I mean? He's going to get killed by the, you know, San Antonio bigs. Well, the Clippers, yeah, okay, yeah, the Warriors may be better than the Clippers. The Clippers are just chokers, I don't know, but Cleveland, no way. No way. I really don't want to see that matchup again, third time. There is no point of a rubber match between them, because the first series, the Cavs were injured in that second series. You know, the Cavs beat them. You know, be more like a rematch instead of a rubber. The first series, you know. Anyway, this is a boxing radio, you know. Charlie Z, the best boxer ever. But, yeah, San Antonio's going to win it all, you know. But my point is, you know, the Bulls won 72 games in the season. And they won the championship. The Warriors did not win. They won 73, but they didn't win the championship. The Bulls won the championship. All right, so let's look back at 72 wins of the Bulls. But that's basketball. That's shooting a ball into a hoop. I won 72 fights in 2016. It can't go unnoticed. It's on video. But it's going, like, unappreciated. You know, it's on, like, on the internet. These retards are, like, talking shit, saying that I beat, like all these guys I beat. Listen, everybody I beat. I can go on my record right now, you delusional fucking haters, man. You sick motherfuckers. Go on my record right now. Everybody I beat from the beginning of this year. Okay, the first opponent I beat this year, he was a third-degree black belt. The last opponent that I beat this year, assuming that this was my last fight of the year, really, you know, there's no point. No, I'm just gonna save. I'm start. Well, maybe take like, I don't know. Take like 10 days off to, you know, rest for Christmas, and then after Christmas start training, and then that's it. You know, get ready for my January battle. I'm fighting in January. It's already, you know, scheduled. I'm just not gonna tell anybody when. No, not on New Year's. No, or the day after. No, because, you know, New Year's Day is like, I did win on New Year's Day this year to start the new year. See how it started and how it ended? It's I'm the best, man. I'm number one, man. That Israeli beating up that Marine, and, you know, then the heavyweight Marine, then beating down that Israeli guy that went complete. He went nuts, man. That dude, that's what I'm saying. And, like, these delusional haters are like, oh, watch, I can't wait to see somebody really fuck up Charlie Zelenoff. I can't wait to see until he pisses somebody off. Hey, that soldier, man. In my boxing career, you know, I remained calm. And see, I've never seen anybody that pissed. He was so fucking angry. But what did it do for him? He runs at me and throws a kick, and then I just go, bam, bam, I counter that shit. With a 1-2 to the head, and then I hit him with another one, another one, another one, and then... And then his bitch turned off the fucking camera. I think that was his bitch. Regardless, the girl holding the camera, she turned it off. You saw my last fight? You fucking retards. You clowns. You delusional fucking wannabes. You saw my last fight? Hey, I beat the guy's ass. Boxing 101, masterclass. Till the end. Everything was recorded from start to finish. How we laced up the gloves. And how I beat his ass, how I punched him in the face, how I hit him in the body, in the sternum, how I hit him in the face with that right hand, how I hit him in the beginning with that flurry. It was a one-sided victory. It was not close. The next win, I'm not going to take it easy. Like, well, that was just masterclass. That was just, you know, just sit back and box. Bam, bam, jab, jab. I could have knocked that guy out with one punch. I just, you know, but no, this is it. All the bad mouthing. I didn't deserve that. A legend like myself, a fighter that literally fights his heart out for the sport of boxing. Put this sport, you know, evolved his game, changed his game, you know, exposed the fakes, all this bullshit, you fucking, all this mainstream crap, man. UFC, man, I beat Gilles of all his ass like he was a punchbag. HBO, Joke Time, Showtime, all this crap. I exposed these people. I beat real fighters in the underground. I beat the military, the Marines. I beat 13 Marines. It's on video how they say they're Marines. They get their ass kicked, and then the feedback is, oh, but he's not a boxer. Oh, but you're mentally ill. Who are you? Fuck, it's like when I tell, like, normal people, I'm not, like not, like, non-trolls, you know, people that, like, yeah, like, people that were there, they're like, damn, you beat that Marine's ass. Congratulations, champ. Fuck, that was phenomenal. Like, people that witnessed this shit, they really give me, like, genuine credit, man. People, like, ask me for autographs, pictures, you know what I'm saying? Not one, not two, not three. Every year, everywhere I go, like, I get stopped and people ask me, like, I'm not hated, man. Hated by who? By fucking psychopath, fucking cyberspace warriors? Real life people, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I have enemies, but I knocked all of them out. Michael Barsky, Ola Kud, Jason Rubisky, that Armenian pussy boy. Why didn't he post the footage when I actually hit him, when I TKO'd him? Exactly. Yeah, do you know what happened when he got out of his fucking little van? He edited that fucking video. He got knocked out on his feet. Dude got out of the fucking car. And I punched him. They have everything. Those Armenians, they have everything. I got nothing against Armenians, man. One of my best friends is Armenian, man. You know what I mean? No, man. I'm just saying that Armenian, he's a pussy. Not because he's Armenian. I got homies that are Armenians. They got no. We're not talking about races here. Why do you think I called him Armenian pussy boy? Because he saw me at the fucking liquor store by Rogers, at Rogers. And he was like, yo, what's up, man? Like, he thought I was going to fuck him up again. When he tasted the power, he stopped talking. He was a real-life hater. When he tasted the power, oh, he's telling me what's up, and I ignored his what's up. I just, like, you know, I was, like, looking at him angry. Like, you know, this dude shit himself when he saw me. See what I'm saying? That's what I'm telling you haters. If you get hit with my power, you're not going to want to talk shit about me. Behind the keyboard, anybody could talk shit to anybody. You're brave. You're big and bad behind that keyboard, huh? Say it to my fucking face. I'll break it. I'll fucking break it. I've had it with you motherfuckers. You sick son of a bitches, man. You fucking clowns, man. Sending people back before, like, I left to Ukraine to fuck my wife. You fucking retards would send people to my house so I can hit one of them and get arrested. That was your plan. It would get me locked up, huh? Okay. Well, why don't you pussies come down, knock on my fucking doors? I'll hit you full out, bare knuckle. And then you're going to believe it, that I am the greatest of all time. And then you're going to believe it. You can't asterisk a man who's won 72 fights in 1 year. You can't put question marks. The answer is there. Charlie Zelenov is the greatest. I've never heard Michael Jordan being, you know, yeah, he has haters too, but not to this, you know. I've never heard Michael Jordan or the Bulls being quite, listen, 72 wins in zero. I had 72 fights this year, and I won all 72 of them in 1 year. Most fighters don't even get to fight 72 times in their lifetime. I did it all in 1 year. It's never going to be done again. You know what I'm saying? Instead of embracing this, you know, you can't hate on this kind of success. You cannot. You got a problem. Whoever's listening to this fucking radio, you got a problem. Get in the fucking ring with me. Go to the gym. We don't have to go in a ring anywhere. But you want a bare knuckle? Well, bare knuckle. A fucking wrestler. Anything goes. Wrestler. I beat his fucking ass on the ground. Nobody could fucking beat me. Motherfuckers resorted to everything. They tried everything, all right? Two huge motherfuckers jumped me. I was not a fight, but I'm just saying. Had a little scratch. Nothing happened. And then the motherfucker that sucker punched and jumped me, then his boy, I called him outside. Bitch, let's go. Now let's fight. One-on-one. He didn't come out. That's a forfeit. It may not count on the record because I said I don't count forfeits of him, but that's a forfeit. Yeah, the jumping doesn't count, but I'm saying that right there, that verbal that we had, that's a forfeit. Physically, if he did fight me, I would destroy him. But yeah, what I said about Mayweather, man, I'll kill Mayweather, man. I got a joke, man. And yes, I did beat Deontay Wilder. It's just, it's on video, man. I hit him with a left hook, and he flew across the ring. Listen, Wilder doesn't want to box again. He's a clown. And some delusional hater asked me, when are you going to rematch DeJean Daniels? When's DeJean Daniels going to stop being a pussy and agree to rematch me? I'm down to break this guy's face at any time. I want to put an end to him and to you haters. I want to do it. I really want to do it. I really want it. Like, honestly, out of all the fights, yeah, I would rather be DeJean Daniels than Wilder, because than Mayweather, than McGregor, than Anthony Joshua, than the Klitschko's. If I had to choose one motherfucker to knock out, it's DeJean Daniels. Because that pussy did that cheap, like, he got his ass kicked in and out the ring, and then he did that cheap choke, and you delusional fucking haters consider that a victory for him? You people are sick. You live in your own world. You can't choke in a boxing match. There's no rule that there needs to be a ring. You know, okay, notice what most fights take place outside of the ring. Therefore, there's no, as long as you have gloves on. All right? As long as you have gloves on. It's a boxing match. We had gloves on. Boxing gloves. When you have boxing gloves on. If we had MMA gloves on, that's a different story. We had boxing gloves on. He couldn't beat me in boxing. He tried, but he failed miserably. And especially in the beginning. He got punched in the ring, and, you know, oh, yeah, when he hit my gloves, yeah, that was... And then when we both got out the ring, he rushes me, and I just beat his ass. I hit him with a right hand, and then a left, another right, and then two more rights. I beat his ass. I hit him with a four-piece. And this idiot pushed me on the... I mean, yeah, he got crushed, man. That's it. You know, once... See, it's like basically I can really count that as two fucking wins against John. But I counted it as one. Because, like, he got DQ'd twice, really, if you really want to be technical about it. Well, I count it as a second or third round DQ win for me. It's a DQ no matter what. You know, anybody that he started, okay, I fucked him up on the fucking stand-up, and then he pushes, starts... John started throwing kicks and everything. That's it. Once you kick, it's over. You lose automatically. Yeah, and then we go in the ring, considering it a round two. And, I mean, I outbox him. I start popping him with that left jab. But it was not my best day. I mean, like, my last fight when I beat that Mexican boxer, I looked a lot better, you know what I mean? But, like, when I beat the Israeli soldier, if I fought like that against DeJean would, he'd get knocked out. That Israeli soldier would kill him. Jules Wall, easy work. If I box like that, that's what I'm saying. It was a bad day, and see, even on my, DeJean was on his best day, and I was on my worst day, and I still beat his ass. And we're going overtime. And I'm telling all you fucking sick motherfuckers, all you crazy motherfuckers that hate on me, that want to see me fail, you will never live to see the day. Because Charlie Zelenoff will never lose. Never. The minor, okay, nobody's perfect, right? I have a perfect record. I've never lost. But see, even in my 177 wins and zero losses, there have been some, you know, minor adversities that I faced. Everybody faces adversity. Every superstar in every sport. Michael Jordan, okay, Charlie Zelenoff, Michael Jordan, you know what I'm saying, Kawhi Leonard, Kobe Bryant, everybody. You know what I mean? Soccer players, hockey players, Wayne Gretzky, everybody. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? All you delusional haters just want to acknowledge the, you know, the minor like adversities that I faced in my career. But you don't want to acknowledge the major success that I accomplished in boxing. The knockouts, the great TKOs, the great bare knuckle wins. Yeah, you just wanna acknowledge some bullshit like, oh, I remember when Dijon got you from behind and choked you and all that. Do you remember when Dijon got hit with that four piece? Do you remember when Dijon got outboxed like a punching bag in the second round? Do you remember that? That's boxing. You know what I'm saying? Vice versa that shit. Let's say Dijon was beating me on points and then I choked him. Would you guys count it as a win for me? No, you'd say, oh, Dijon beat your ass and you fucking did that cheap shit in the end and you choked him like that. What the fuck? That's what you haters would say because you people are sick in the head. Come on. You're gonna tell me I'm not right? You're gonna tell me that I'm wrong? You know I'm telling the truth right now. Vice versa the situation. Dijon was getting his ass beat. He was losing. He made it closer because I was on a bad day. Listen, let that punk rematch me. Dijon, if you're listening to this, let's go, motherfucker. Anytime, anywhere, bitch. Oh, just not at your gym. I came to your neck of the woods. Now you come to my neck of the woods, homeboy. You fight me at the gym that I say. All right? And there's going to be people there that are going to be against you. And you try any cheap shit when you start losing, you know, then it's not going to look good for you. It's going to be one-on-one. But you try any kind of bullshit, you're going to get knocked out. No, he's just going to get jumped, you know what I mean? Like, everybody. Well, I'm going to start, well, like, I'm right away, one-on-one, I'm going to start fucking him up. And if he starts trying to, like, wrestle and all that bullshit, yeah, my homies are just going to get in. We're just going to fucking literally bury him there. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. This dude doesn't want to fight. He would call me blocked, and I'm like, yo, dude, he's like, pay my way out. I'm like, all right, I'll pay your way out. And then he goes, okay. I'm like, is it on? And he had this voice, like, he was like, oh, fuck. Like, now he can't back out. It's like, oh, shit, you know? I'm like, it's on, bitch. The motherfucker's like, oh, yeah, it's on. That's it. Never got back to me. So, stop with the Dijon bullshit. He does not want to fight. He got his ass beat. He had a cheat. He knows that in a fair fight, he can't beat me. That's the truth. Charlie Zelenoff is the greatest of all time. Before Christmas, I'm going to get a beautiful woman. I already got some girl's number yesterday. She was texting me yesterday. Like I said, I'm looking, man. I scored more than one girl already, you know. What, you want to hear their names? I mean, no. You bitches saw Daria. And when the picture when Daria, my ex-wife, kissing me, you delusional haters put, who cares? Hey, who cares, huh? Well, if you don't care, exactly. Well, trust me, when I get married again, some time passes, maybe I'll put my wife out again. I don't want to do that because then these retards are going to, I mean, I don't know. They're going to put Photoshops and all that, put crazy titles on videos and they're going to call my next wife and the mail order bride and all this bullshit. These people are mentally sick. They're so jealous of me. They just don't want to admit to my success, man. Charlie Zay is the best, man. I'm the greatest. 72 wins in 1 year. You can't deny that. It's on, not all 72, but at least 60 bouts are on video. Okay, 60 fights on video. Every fight I'm winning one-sided. I won in L.A., I won in Vegas, I won in Ukraine, all in 1 year. And what did this retard Mayweather Jr. do? You heard the video. I said, Mayweather, you get in the ring with me, I'll fucking kill you in the ring. I literally would. No, I'd knock him out brutally. Possibly even kill him. Hey, if he dies, he dies, man. Fuck him. He's a loudmouth. I can't stand the guy. He's a prick. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm saying I hit so fucking hard, and a guy like Mayweather Jr., I hate that guy. I hate him with a passion. I would literally punch so fucking... I would generate all the kinetic energy that I have in my punching power, and I would apply it on Mayweather's jaw. And I would hit him as hard as I can, as fast as I can, as many times as I can, to make sure that he's knocked out cold unconscious. Hear that, Floyd? So, watch your back. Be ready. I'm not T.I., motherfucker. All right? You got an entourage? I'm Russian. Don't forget that. Yeah, I don't call it an entourage. I call it my homies. You know what I'm saying? People that have my back. I don't need any people against you. I can knock you out one-on-one. But you, since you have people, I got people too. Like I said, I'm Russian, motherfucker. You fucking bitch-ass clown, racist pussy. I beat your boy Wilder in front of his homeboys. I hit him with that left. That's why I left the ring, because I don't want to get jumped. That's what I'm saying. You got a problem. Me and you, one-on-one. You're going to see what TBE, all that, the best ever. You're going to see Charlie's on off as the best ever, motherfucker. You can't even count to 177. I got 177 wins. Rocky Marciano, 49. What the fuck? These clowns are not in my league, man. If Marciano was still alive, I would brutally knock him out in the first round. I'd beat him and Mayweather Jr. in the same night. None of these guys, nobody can beat me. I'm the best. 177-0, what the fuck? Last year, man, I beat a 6'10 bare knuckle. I boxed a 6'10 professional boxer, man. That tall dude on the member in the basketball court? Tall motherfucker, man. Yes, him. He's now a basketball player, but he used to be a boxer, pro boxer, real boxer. None of this box wreck bullshit. The guy was 6'10". I gave him a free shot. Then I countered him, and I one-shotted him. TKO. He's 6'10", with shoes. The motherfucker was like 7 feet tall. And basically beat a 7-footer. Almost 7 feet. He's like, no, with shoes, he was like 7 feet. He had wearing some basketball shoes that made him even taller, like an inch taller or whatever. Inch or two taller, I don't know, but yeah, I mean, that's, what's the difference? 6'10", 7 feet, that's 2 inches, man. That's about 7 feet, man. You know what I mean? I'm beating guys about 7 feet tall, and I'm only a 6-foot middleweight. Yeah, I don't see Mayweather doing that. Mayweather wouldn't even reach him. He'd need a fucking ladder to fucking reach him, man. Mayweather would be jumping up, throwing punches in the air, and that guy would be standing and laughing, man. He wouldn't reach his face. Mayweather Jr. is a delusional fake boxer, a joke, a clown. If I ever see that guy again, I saw him 2 times, I beat his dad's ass, I beat his friend's ass, Deontay Wilder's his friend. If I ever see Mayweather Jr., I'm going to knock him the fuck out. This whole T.I., this fucking bullshit, listen, what is this crap? They're probably best friends, man. And if they're not friends, they don't have what beef. If they had beef, they would fight already. If somebody, trust me, if somebody had beef, has beef with me, like, we settle it right away. We settle it right away. That's it. What beef? This motherfucker ain't got no beef. They made up some beef he had with 50 Cent. What beef? These people, all these clowns, man, these fake motherfuckers, man. Look, yeah, I'm a celebrity boxer, but I'm different than these jokers, man. They're not. They live Mayweather, 50 Cent, all these fucking clowns, Klitschko. They live in a fantasy world. Shannon Briggs, they create fake shit to make money. And you delusional haters believe in this bullshit. Oh, did you see how Shannon Briggs was talking shit to Klitschko? Do you know that all that was staged? That Shannon Briggs and Klitschko are, I mean, I don't know if they're friends, but they're definitely not enemies. And all that shit, they're business partners. It's WWE. They're making money together. Yeah, it's all fake. It's all staged. The whole let's go champ. Hey, let's go. Shannon Briggs? Dude, I'd kill that guy. He's so fucking slow, man. As soon as I'd tee off on him, as soon as I'd open up, he'd go down. It's a mismatch. He's old, slow, and he can't fight. Yeah, I got 128 more victories than Floyd Mayweather Jr. and Rocky Marciano. Not someone's better I have than them. I got more knockouts. 145 KOs. I got more knockouts than Mayweather, than Tyson, than Ali had fights altogether. I got more knockouts than these guys had fights total in their fake fucking self-proclaimed choreographed careers. Box rec, you're a disgrace. I'm 177-0. I knocked Andrew Hartley out cold. His arm was hanging out. Rightly so, that was justice. He didn't want to get in the ring. I paid his way all the way from Arkansas to come to Los Angeles. And I knocked him out, I put him to sleep, and then I just went on a tear that will. But boxing history, you know, what I did. You know, I went on to beat Jules Vallon, Derek the Giant, Deontay Wilder, Sambo Russian, you know, the Muay Thai champion that I beat recently, you know, last month. And I went on to beat world-class fighters, and I'm the greatest. Yeah, I won so many fights. And yeah, I mean, 200 next year, but there's got to be a time where I take a break. I have been fighting and boxing for 16 months straight, from September 2015 to December 2016. I've boxed every month without taking a month off. Do you understand that? What fighter in the history of combat has ever done that? What fucking Diaz brothers, you delusional fucking scumbag haters? I would kill these motherfuckers. No, you say, you people, like, do you seriously believe in the shit you say? Like, when you tell me, like, oh, you should challenge the Diaz brothers, like, Diaz, they should challenge me. I'm the champ, motherfucker. I don't need to chase anybody. I go to gyms. I've seen that Bellator clown. Oh, he called me out. I'm like, Bellator, huh? Man, he's like, yeah. He's like, I heard you don't like TV fighters, Charlie. I'm like, yeah, I hate them, motherfucker. He's like, well, let's go then. I'm like, let's go, punk. I beat this motherfucker's ass. He had his fucking posse delete the video because he got his ass beat. That's right. I rule boxing. Boxing? Charlie Zonoff, number one pound for pound. That's my sport. I rule boxing. No, nobody can deny it. 177 wins, zero losses, man. Nobody can deny it. There's no actual footage of me losing. There's footage of me being cheap-shotted. There's footage of me being, you know. Yeah. Being cheap-shotted and knocked down is not losing, yeah. Winning by disqualification, that's not a loss. That may not be the best win, but it's not a loss. And I knocked Deontay Wilder out in the ring with a vicious left hook to the jaw. I slaughtered Deontay Wilder in the ring. Let's put it like that.